the table. And you can't do that
as a 25-year-old player. Now, your medical people said there was enough there positive to go, let's go 1.9. Not, you know, goodbye, Cam Meredith. We don't want anything to do with you because we don't believe that knee is going to hold up.
Right.
But for an extra $1 million, that was a bridge too far. So we don't give you that tender. And maybe you thought the league was going to fall and stuff. Well, you know, the Bears are only giving them that. There's nothing there.
Maybe, but what have you got wide receiver-wise that stops you from... I mean, there's just no reason. If you can be in a situation, if NFL teams can find themselves in a situation where one man's trash is another man's slot receiver, then pay the $1 million for maybe a draft.
Especially
pick.
One, money's not an issue. It's a million.
No, they got money.
That's lunch money
but
in the NFL.
Maybe, just maybe, you're missing the whole point here. They're letting him go. He'll be struggling with a knee injury, then he'll have the year off it, then he's a free agent again, and they jump in and bring him back.
We said that.
And he's learned so much more.
Jumping on low value.
Yeah. At 27, they'll be chasing Cam Meredith.
That's the kind of three-dimensional chess I do not think is going on.
No, I totally agree. And I never thought that for a second that he was trying to let the league come up with the contract. See what I did there? I think that this is a very weird one because we're making a huge deal out of a guy. I know he's 25 years old, but it's not... You know, Dustin needs to hear from the general manager, and I'm kind of like, well, he's going to talk in the next week because the draft's 2 weeks away.
Right.
Ask him about it then.
Well, that's what he meant. Well, he was never saying there should have been a press conference held for Cam Meredith, but it's an obvious question when he finally does get in front of
people.
He'll
be asked that question.
And it's why we're paying outsized attention to a player who may not really be that good.
Sure.
Of what it can indicate about how Bears business is being done.
That's it.
That's all it is. It's giving us an example of, especially during a time of flux, when you do have new eyes on him. And again, it's okay if they don't like him. It's okay. But what's not okay is if you don't like him, covering your ass with a little compensation.
Right, right. They only overpay free agents from other teams, not their own guys.
Named Marcus. With knee issues, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
From the Baltimore Ravens.
But this is ACL plus. This is not an ACL.
Ryan Pace, his own words, I have to be, you know, when they asked about free agency, when he got his contract extension, have to be better at it. Okay, well, this is the first offseason, the most critical offseason for it with the new staff and the progression of the quarterback, hopefully. Well, you know, everyone's going to be watching to see how this class turns out.
Well, it makes it too, you know, Dan mentioned that we're kind of putting this oversized attention on a guy who was a undrafted free agent,
sure,
right?
Yes.
The reason we're doing that is because for the second time this offseason, Ryan Pace decided to put his cards on the table and let the league select from his cards.
Right.
That's what this new... So when we have that value actually attached to the player, the league's value, the second round pick, the $2.9 million, the 5.4 guaranteed, we now know what the league values it at. Therefore, we as fans, as media, we're able to put a better value on that player. It's not so much you have to trust them because they've evaluated the guy. They've had him in the workouts. Well, now I know what other people think about him.
When Jerry Angelo came here, he was brought in a guy named Bobby DePaul as the pro personnel director. And Bobby came from Philadelphia where they had this strategy of identifying their talent, signing them early. The value to the player was you got more money early. You didn't have to wait 2 years to get paid. And then you signed your guys and you made sure you had them under contract and you weren't dealing with a free agency coming up all the time.
It's the baseball model.
It's a great model. And they no longer do that. Now they go out on the free agent market and they sign guys to 1 year deals that keep the salary cap healthy each year. But you're giving $18 million to Mike Glennon as a result of it. And maybe players are more reluctant than before to try to see if the money is going way up and if the value will be higher than anticipated. But it's a good idea if somebody plays well to go to them and maybe get them extended before you get to a point where you have to make this kind of decision. And it's disappointing to see a guy that, again, no draft investment, no big money investment, but time, football playing experience.
Equity.
There is equity to that.
There's actual equity there. And what Angelo used to do, and I think the CBA might have changed in this regard, that near the end of the season, if you had remaining cap room,
yes,
you could then use that cap room before the league year ended,
yes,
to get an advantage on some of these extensions.
And that gave you a higher cap the
correct.
Next year.
And they
exactly.
would always target that little balloon of money and right. say, okay, who earned it? And the players would talk about it. They knew. And they knew that your performance internally was being judged, that you might be able to get a bite at the apple
right.
before you otherwise would have. And maybe it's not your 100% open market payday. But you did get that investment from the team saying, hey, we believe in the work you're doing. And oddly enough, when the Bears did that,
they
it was
good.
Charles Leno Jr., the one time yeah. that we could really point to that Pace has said, I'm going to reward a current asset and lock in something to be a non-moving part. It's a guy who's just eh.
No, I meant when Jerry did it, yeah. they were good. They yeah. were, you
well,
know.
There's continuity right. to, there's value to continuity at skill positions. They came in here and this team was kind of a mess because they had gone out and gotten kind of big money guy, like, you know, the Brandon Marshalls of the world and the tight end, the guys they didn't want, and they ended up kind of getting rid of all those guys, which left them with no one. They got Alshon, and they can't get a deal done with him, so he goes. And, again, I think that's a really good point. When you let him go, you deemed this kid good enough to be a number one. You didn't replace Alshon. You said, well, we got Kevin White here, and we got Cam Meredith. They both got hurt, but that was a devaluation that this kid was good enough, you didn't have to have Alshon here.
Say one thing about Ryan Pace's decisions personnel-wise. When John Fox came in, he had holdovers from the previous era. And even when Trestman came in, there were holdovers contractually from the previous era. This time around, when Ryan Pace now has Matt Nagy in charge, how many free agents they got to sign? I mean, they were down to, what, 45 guys on a roster trying
yes.
to fit to
yeah.
90 once you start camp? I mean, granted, all those guys are going to fall off and you play with 54, but Ryan Pace has given Matt Nagy the roster or will give him the roster that he wants to have.
That's why trade
for
down,
better or worse.
To me, I keep thinking trade down well, because instead of undrafted free agents and instead of signing guys on off of waiver claims, maybe you're just better off in mass with more fourth and fifth round picks.
See, I'm with you, but this is not might be the year where you sit there at eight and you actually get the higher.
Yeah.
You might get the higher value player at eight because of the quarterbacks.
Four guys are going to go.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We were talking about that earlier. We talked to Greg Gabriel about it. What if one of them doesn't go? What if three go and everyone's like, oh, no, the Bears, they missed it. They didn't get the four. But that's the guy that you could trade out
yes.
of the pick with.
Right.
You
yes.
see what I'm saying?
Right. Or
it might be even better to have one fall if you really want to trade down.
It doesn't have to be that. And that's what I was going to respond to what Brian just said. Is that this could be the year that you get the higher value player. Change the word. It could be the year that's a higher value draft slot than
yes.
it otherwise
right.
would
right.
be.
Yes. Right.
It's
yes.
just an asset.
Right.
If that player's there.
So you ask for more for that.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is maybe you
right.
get another third round pick.
You don't
right?
go on the traditional chart, value chart. You say, you know what? This year's a little bit different. I'm going to need
right. quarterbacks cost more.
You see what the Jets paid to get up to three?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and need that kind of return.
See what the
in
Bears
the
paid to get up to two? What?
And you know how it goes on draft day? If you get the whole fog of war, everything gets weird,
yes.
and strange things happen, and you don't know if somebody's lying to you or not. Once that poker game actually begins, you can forget your Jimmy Johnson value
yes.
chart. You got one guy on the other end of that phone who just has to say yes.
There's weird,
who
and then there's Robin Lopez weird. Did you see last night? He said, "Oh, the NBA's weird. They're asking about him. You know, his whole not playing and dressing." And he's wearing an Anaheim Ducks jersey. He goes, yeah, well, look, it's weird. I'm here with my dog. I'm wearing my Ducks jersey and a Zipser hat. Apparently, he had Paul Zipser's fedora
on
his mop of hair. And he's just, that guy is like the weirdest
dude.
I love him too.
He's great.
I mean, he's
the story of the twins and the mom is amazing that she created a library in their home. It's this awesome story that they were just raised constantly reading. No, not homeschooled, mm-hmm. but she literally had a just rooms of books and books and books,
yeah.
and that's where they would go and sit there and just
they
read
could
all
take
day.
Them off the top shelf.
Saves on ladder costs.
Can I tell you our transition with the Great Midday Show brought to us by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
My guys! Good folks at Aloha Restoration.
What's on the game plan? What are we looking at here today, guys?
Hub Arkish is going to talk all this football stuff with us at 10. We're looking forward to that. We have moved up the midday midway because our show's actually shorter as part of that because we're out of here for the Cubs at 12:45. So we will hit the midway at 10:40. That will allow us to then carry the John Paxson Bulls press conference live at 11. And after that, Amari Stoudemire is going to join us.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him at 11:40. He's actually in the news. Apparently, finally, he's making it official. He is actually converting to Judaism after saying that he had felt a cultural connection and that he had played in Israel and it really rubbed off on him. And now
he thought it had familial roots as well.
Yeah, he tried to make the case
and ancestry back.
No, you weren't one of the in the tribes wandering the desert.
Did not wander.
You would have stood. All of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
Yeah, and you too, Amari.
I also think
everyone else can crash.
Well, it's not. We've mentioned before. It's technically not a Jewish holiday until Ed Farmer has issued his warning to the Jews.
Right.
It's the classic invocation.
That's interesting. You got Ed saying that,
and the hawk with the Greek Easter.
Yes, that's true.
Cultural attaches from baseball.
That's right. Christolathanosis.
Halitosis.
Expialidosis.
Exactly.
So we're going to do all that and a whole lot more as there's things happening here. It's whacking day in the NBA. Jeff Hornacek is out. Frank Vogel is out.
What about Vogel, huh? Isn't he pretty good to be fired? And weren't they trying to lose? It's kind of harsh.
I get
Horny
like
because
2x4.
That's the last remnants of Phil. I understand that one, but Vogel seems like...
Does that mean Joakim gets come back now?
I always liked Frank Vogel. I was he's kind of irascible.
Right. He'd be good here, wouldn't he?
However, David Fizdale's got to find a job. Because that guy can really coach, and the circumstances of Mark Gasol just fired him because
that's how that league goes.
Yeah, David Fizdale would be at the top of my list for one of these jobs.
What, Fred's got two more years? Okay.
Yeah. And I think he's probably going to get through them.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's done an unbelievable job. Look what they did this year.
Well, that's why we're going to have the press conference.
You know, we're talking to John tomorrow.
At 11.
So, that's right, 8 o'clock tomorrow, right? Okay.
So that'll be fun to listen to that and then get your thoughts and then create some questions for him.
Yeah,
we were debating about what news could be made today. And to me,
Breaking Bears news. GM Ryan Pace has been fired.
That would be the press conference from the Advocate Center.
We were joking, you know, he has been extended yet again.
We didn't have that
way
in the
vault.
Way
to go, McCaskey.
I'm sure it'll come up today, but if you get the chance, just from my wish list regarding Paxson, is their level of commitment to the future of Zach LaVine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
over, yeah.
That's obviously a huge question. Yes. Yep. What's your level of commitment to him?
He's a very confident young man.
I'm with you. There's something. He talks an all-star game.
Yeah.
It's all going to work out. We're all going to be great. And the ball stops and the shop.
And the leverage. I mean, just the leverage that they offered up to him in trading for a free agent like that.
In retrospect, do we not regret the minutes limit? Because it seemed like he had this mentality of Mike Jordan coming back from the foot injury where he was going to take his team back and go crazy and score as many points as possible. Did that leak into the season? Did he get a little...
Well, if he turns out to be MJ,
about,
I'll
shot
say,
hunting
yeah.
and
yeah, his approach to his
and,
game was, I got to make the most out of this.
Yeah, big, make up for lost time.
I don't know either, but it's a fair question, I think. Yeah.
All righty, kiddos.
All right, guys.
See you soon.
Christosa nasty, Alathosa nasty.
Cubs fans, listen to every Cubs game here.
Ben Zobrist drilled in the air, deep right field. That ball is going to be a home run. Ben Zobrist with a tape measure drive to right.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Earlier, I predicted Toronto over Boston in 7 games. Two other Eastern Conference first-round Stanley Cup playoff series begin tonight as well. Tampa Bay has either been in first or second in the league for the entire season, and the expectations for Steven Stamkos and company are Stanley Cup or bust. Meantime, New Jersey surprisingly turned things around behind Taylor Hall's MVP-worthy performance. As both teams can fly, this series should be a highly entertaining one. Although the Devils were 3-0 against the Lightning in the regular season, I'm going to have to take Tampa Bay in 6. Meantime, in Washington, there's tons of pressure on Alex Ovechkin, if he really cares, to make the Stanley Cup final and win. Columbus surrendered 19 goals in its last four regular season contests. The big question here is, can John Tortorella's Blue Jackets tighten things up enough to frustrate and defend against Ovi and Nicklas Backstrom? Highly doubtful. Caps in six. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Dreaming of earning a college degree or a new career path? Make it a reality with over 140 different degree or certificate programs at Moraine Valley Community College. Complete your degree in as little as 2 years at their main campus in Palos Hills or one of their satellite locations in Blue Island or Tinley Park. Save thousands of dollars on the education you want and deserve. Don't take a vacation from learning this summer. Classes start May 21st. Register for a summer class today at morainevalley.edu/register. morainevalley.edu/register.
Go to ProFootballWeekly.com, draft your greatest team of the NFL's modern era, and you could win a trip for two to the big game next February in Atlanta. That's ProFootballWeekly.com, home to the best coverage of the draft and free agency anywhere.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Talking with Bob Babich, who's now the Bills linebackers coach. He was Bears defensive coordinator, Bears linebackers coach, and he is going to present Brian Urlacher in Canton to the Hall of Fame. What made him a Hall of Fame player?
Oh, there's so many things, Lawrence. The first thing I would say is that I think people don't understand how intelligent he was as far as football. I mean, the guy was unbelievably smart. He understood the scheme. He did so many things that put us in position to be successful. Then on top of that, when you put his size, speed, and playmaking ability together, it just put together a great linebacker for the Chicago Bears.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The roof, siding, and gutters on your commercial properties and home need to be inspected every few years. Mother Nature can cause serious damage. If your building is more than 15 years old, contact Select Roofing and Gutter to schedule your free inspection and evaluation. Be proactive. Contact Select Roofing now. Select Roofing and Gutter gets the job done right the first time. Contact us today for a free inspection and evaluation at srng.com. That's srng.com.
Select Roofing and Gutter. We're always on top.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Are you in the market for a dentist? Introducing Dr. Alan Elkis, owner of Smiles on Elston Dentistry. He wants to provide you a glowing, healthy smile and you to feel great about it. He offers simple, straightforward explanations, organized plans, and no hidden costs. Smiles on Elston is a gem in the heart of Jefferson Park, offering free street parking, outstanding Yelp reviews, a warm and friendly staff, and participation in most PPOs is offered. Don't wait any longer. It's time to visit the exceptionally painless dentist, Dr. Alan Elkis, at Smiles on Elston. Visit them today at smilesonelston.com or call 773-763-7444. 434.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220.
I'm at Walgreens because I'm not feeling my best. My allergies are giving me an itchy nose, watery eyes, and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner to help me find the right allergy relief fast. With a wide variety of Walgreens brand allergy products, I find effective relief I can trust. So, even when allergy season is at its worst, Walgreens is there to help me feel my best. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one eligible Walgreens brand health and wellness product, get one of equal or lesser price half off through April 14th. Use as directed.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Schaumburg Kia. When searching for a new Kia, search for SchaumburgKia.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, I was told never boil brats in beer, but see, I've got my actual brat cooking technique I've perfected fairly well.
Like a bison's penis. What is that?
I like to use a veal brat or a veal and pork brat.
Basically, it's like a ratatouille, but without all the tomato puree, so you can identify exactly what's in it.
Seared in the pan with the onions.
Peppers, celery, onions.
So it's cooked with onions, and then
onions, aubergines, hot pan, onions.
The beer deglazes the pan. You take a wooden spoon, and you get all of the fat drippings with what's come off of the onion caramelization.
Onions, olive oil, tomato, pine nuts.
Then put in boiling beer with onions.
Onions, butter.
Summer's here.
Veal escalope with caponata. Done.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Done.
Beautiful.
We're here for you until 12:45. Yeah, a lot of people, I got a lot of response to the brat recipe with the pouring the beer in at the very, very end. Reduce and deglaze, deglaze and reduce. Scrape the pan, you end up with that fabulous beer onion drippings glop.
You should know. Do you follow Gordon Ramsay on Twitter? Do you follow Gordon?
I do not.
You should, because he is also concerned about how to letting go of Cam Meredith gets the Bears closer to a championship. He's very concerned with that.
Hub Arkush joins Bernstein and McKnight at 10, the midday midway, a bit early today at 10:40, but that's okay because the show is a little shorter, so it works. Bulls press conference courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. That is going to be John Paxson talking live at 11. And then Amari Stoudemire at 11:40 with plenty more to do, as well as we get you up to Cubs and Pirates with a 1:20 first pitch. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming 670thescore.com, texting, and the occasional sext at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1McKnight. My personal account is at Dan_Bernstein. We also have a Facebook page, the 670 The Score page, that allows you to interact with the show and the station and be part of everything there on Facebook just by liking it. There's also watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. That's for our video feed. Hi. Hi. Brian Gertsch is back in his little closet.
It is his own closet.
He does. He lives in a closet, and it's sort of like Harry.
Who does he live in? He works in a closet.
And he lives in one. It's like Harry Potter at the Dursleys.
Well, that had to be under the stairs, though. Is that a closet? You call that a... It doesn't matter.
It's where Brian Gertsch, as long as he's comfortable, is directing the video feed. Our producers are Jay Zawoski.
Tracked a raccoon one time in the snow.
Just awesome stuff yesterday.
I saw that headline everywhere after we played that audio, and everyone is as perplexed as I am. I mean, I know you're comfortable with tracking wild rodents. Through the snow. They're not
perplexed. It's interesting. I just think there's a natural human curiosity if the tracks are right there to follow them.
And just the next time we hear like a Mike Leach recruiting story about how he's out there all the time looking for everybody, I don't know. Seems to spend a lot of time hunting raccoons.
In for Rick Camp today is Shane Reardon.
Seen pheasants, but not a lot.
And in the back of the room, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz.
Rabbits, a lot of rabbits, you know.
Just listing wildlife.
It's okay, he did.
It's like an 1800s fur trapper with a huge hat.
Why do you have to have a huge hat?
You have to. That's part of the uniform for a fur trapper.
It's the 1800s. I was around at the fishing lodge where we used to go. There were a couple of the guides that would stay over the winter in a cabin and trap fur.
And they had huge hats?
No.
Yes, they did. They just didn't show you.
Oh,
they had giant hats.
I never saw the giant hat. I just know that there was a trapper's cabin, and it was right off of Mary's Lake near the border of Ontario and Manitoba, and he'd get beaver pelts and sell them at market, I guess.
It's the right stuff to make a hat out of, too.
I think it's so... our discussion of Cameron Meredith is not really a discussion of Cameron Meredith.
No.
He's the MacGuffin. Is what he is.
He really is.
Cameron Meredith is the MacGuffin, which was the Alfred Hitchcock term for the thing that moved the story.
That's right.
Whether it was the secret plans or
the Holy Grail,
the Tesseract,
exactly.
Or in Pulp Fiction, it's the briefcase with the
and you
glowing.
Never see inside of it. You just have to know that it's there.
It is something that is being pursued that moves the plot. And I don't know how good Cameron Meredith is at football. I don't know if he just appears better than he might be because of his performance relative to other Bad Bears receivers. I don't know what he is after the ACL, MCL injury that he had, but it tells us about how the Bears look at doing business, and that's the context that I think matters.
To a certain degree, because of the process the Bears went down to try and retain or not try and retain Cameron Meredith, it doesn't matter how good they think Cameron Meredith is. We've found out already that the Saints think he's pretty decent, worth $5.4 million guaranteed. The Ravens thought he was pretty decent. He got an offer sheet from them. It's the job of the general manager at that point in those negotiations, when you hold on to a player who's got the restricted tag like that, it's at that point, it's your job to understand what other teams value him at.
Ah, now, that is critical in pro sports. And that is what your pro personnel people are hired to do. And I think what this comes down to, we discuss it in baseball all the time. Knowing what you feel a player's value is to you, and what's the spread between that and what others around the league see the potential value to them. That's how you make smart trades. That's how you can do the kinds of things that Bill Belichick does. It's how you can do what, for years, the Atlanta Braves or the St. Louis Cardinals or other teams that have these reputations, and now the Cubs, saying know your guys better than anybody else knows your guys. Know everybody else's guys better than they know their guys.
And when at all possible, get an extra 4 inches off the outside edge of the plate. That helps quite a bit, too.
Yep.
Have Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and John Smoltz. You're right in that you have to know the value of your own players. I just, if if the Bears knew the value of Cameron Meredith to a point they were comfortable at, it's pretty obvious to me now, and I think it's pretty obvious to everybody at this point, that throwing an extra $1 million in at Cam Meredith with some kind of hope. Sure, everybody writes this as though, kind of with the medical stuff too, well, we assume that they must know more about the medicals than the Saints and the Ravens. Okay, willing to have you make that assumption. That said, you've got to know what those other teams think as well, because by spending that extra $1 million, maybe you are able to pick up a second round draft pick. Maybe you are able to pick up that extra thing you need when you've got as many open roster spots as Ryan Pace does on that team. And when your stated goal, or at least our stated goal for him, is doing everything you can to help Mitchell Trubisky succeed, how does bumping Kevin White up one spot on the depth chart help him?
Let's play this out. Let's say, for the sake of argument, they don't want Cameron Meredith. They don't really think he's any good. They don't think he fits.
Fine.
Now, in which case, you wouldn't have tendered him at all, right? Because the downside then to the higher tender, to the extra million,
right,
and the second round level tender, would be that everybody's scared off by that. Nobody wants to give up that pick to get him, and you still have him and you don't want him. In which case, if you truly were committed to not wanting him, not having him, despite whatever equity you thought you built up, then you wouldn't have tendered him at all, right?
Something you said yesterday. Yes, I think you're right. There's something you said yesterday, though, that I've kind of worked over. You mentioned that the Bears are allowed to not like him, right? They're allowed
as a player,
of course. And that's true. Matt Nagy is allowed to go in, look at that tape, and go, Cam just doesn't fit this offense. Whether that's true or not, whether that's what was said, I don't know, but let's play this part of it out. If he goes in and says, he just doesn't fit, we can't make it work. There are cases all over the NFL of teams that have players during regime changes, during offensive changes that don't fit, that still get value. Think about Greg Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Olsen didn't fit Mike Martz's offense. For better or worse, the Bears were able to get something back.
And Mike Martz's offense didn't fit the NFL anymore.
No, right? It was dead. It was just like a raccoon wandering around in a backyard. No chance. But still, they were able to find some sort of value for Greg Olsen and bring back a draft pick. Was it enough? Should they have done it in the first place? That's beside the point.
I was curious where the sucker lived.
now in Carolina. The point of that is, if you've got the square peg and you can't fit it in, other teams have an opening for that. And if you're going to create an environment around Mitchell Trubisky that helps him grow and turn into the quarterback you expect him to grow into, well, then you've got to use every avenue available to you to make sure that that happens.
And I think they've been consistent in that, and I don't know what it says about their evaluation of Cameron Meredith that they don't think that he's really part of this. They're certainly not at that number. They didn't think that his value over whatever envisioned replacement would be such that it would be the right thing to do to the end that you describe.
Yeah, I guess, okay, when we come back from the update, I got to ask you then what value you're talking about, we are talking about when we say what the Bears were willing to do and what they weren't, because there's two here. And attached to $1 million versus 5.4 come a couple of different things.
I don't even know if these people know it, but he lives right in the back of their house in a bunch of brush and trees.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves end the regular season this weekend versus Rockford on Saturday and Manitoba on Sunday. The first 2,500 fans Sunday receive a free plus skate style courtesy of Turtle Wax. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs offense exploded for 13 runs on 16 hits in their 13-5 win over the Pirates. Javi Baez had two more homers, make it four long balls in his last eight ABs. Kyle Hendricks against Trevor Williams in today's 120 rubber match. And it was the Brewers over the Cardinals 3-2, so Milwaukee takes 2 of 3 in that series. Matt Davidson saved the Sox from another sweep. Davidson's homer beat the Rays 2-1. Lucas Giolito on the hill tonight in Minnesota. The Twins beat the Astros 9-8. Basketball, after getting crushed by Detroit, the Bulls finished with a 27-55 record, tied for 6th in the lottery standings. Bulls have a 5.3% chance at the number one pick. We'll carry John Paxson's 11 a.m. press conference live. New York fired Jeff Hornacek, and Orlando moves on from Frank Vogel. Football, Cam Meredith now with the Saints. Stanley Cup playoffs, Jets win over the Wild 3-2. Golden Knights shut out the Kings 1-0, and the Pens put away the Flyers 7-0. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service and by U.S. Waterproofing. Basement leaking from the recent storms? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score today at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Pirates. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment was brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You mentioned that the value attached to Cam Meredith might not be something the Bears are comfortable giving.
Well, value and cost are different things.
And that's kind of what I wanted to clear up here, too, because there are a number of texts pouring in, and really just kind of, if we want to reset the whole basic part of this, no, is text in from the 309, no, they will not get a pick for Meredith. That's the choice they could have made. They could have paid an extra $1 million, guaranteed themselves a chance at a second round pick if anybody had matched the salary or offered a bigger deal, and gotten a pick back for him. That's the whole crux. To me, that's the whole crux of this issue, is that the league had given you an opportunity, the CBA, I guess, had given you an opportunity to perhaps recoup a draft pick for a piece that was clearly somewhat valuable, may not have fit your offense, but even still, you should have seen, you should have known that other teams would make him fit theirs. That didn't happen. So to me, and you know, some questions in about the medicals and some text coming in, what if he failed his physical? That's all well and good, but I'm not willing to assume that's the stop and start of this discussion, that this is that's the beginning and end. The Bears were comfortable taking Pernell McPhee, and perhaps that's a physical that he might not have passed elsewhere. They were able to take flyers there. I just don't understand in a scenario where you are essentially, and I want to check myself, because comparing an NFL quote-unquote rebuild to a baseball rebuild is quite different. But when you've got a chance to take what are essentially flyers on guys that cost you nothing, that could get you more value in return, I don't understand why you're not taking those chances.
We do know that the more visionary, more progressive and aggressive teams churn their rosters. That was a market inefficiency. That was Belichick, and that was Pete Carroll, and that was, hey, keep bringing guys in. Keep looking at guys every Tuesday. Let's keep seeing what we've found and what could be out there, because this is a league where sometimes talent can hide from you. And those teams were really aggressive in prospecting talent. Well, for me, the disconnect is more about what Mulligan talked about during transition, your own equity. This was a find.
Yes.
This was an undrafted. You put in the developmental time. You took a former college quarterback and worked with him and got him off the practice squad.
It's free money.
And got him opportunity. That's the thing to me, that you've done the other team's work for them. You cooked this guy and sort of served him at a premium, but you served up a meal to somebody.
And if that's the case, if you've done your own development, if you've made this player from essentially scratch, I just hesitate to see. It's frustrating to me to see that offense, whatever the new offense is that Matt Nagy's going to roll out here. You've signed players who have knee issues as well. Granted, the difference between Allen Robinson's and Cam Meredith's is probably gigantic. I'm not a doctor. You play one on radio. I couldn't tell you what the difference is between the two. But if you're willing to take a chance on one, then it stands to reason you're willing to also take a chance for a couple extra dollars on the other, yes?
Have you been following Evan Silva on Twitter? He writes for Pro Football Focus, mm-hmm. among some other publications, and he's been going hard against the Bears. He says the Bears botched the RFA process with Cam Meredith, and they've been called on their mistake by astute analysts of the game. And the moment it happened, he mentioned that the Bears screwed this up.
The moment it happened, being offering the lower number, or the moment the Saints, I suppose one precipitates the other, so it may not matter.
The moment the offer sheet came in, so the Bears botched this badly, but not because they didn't match. It's because they have a fundamental misunderstanding of restricted free agency and the tendering process, and now they lose a talented young wide receiver with no compensation.
There's a lot of texts that have said, and a lot of people that have written to analysts of this league, that there was no way people were going to give up a second round pick for Cam Meredith. And that may be true, but if I'd have told you, honestly, be honest with yourself, if I'd have told you that the New Orleans Saints with a Hall of Fame quarterback, an offense that wants to go, 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 is going to put $5.4 million guaranteed on a guy that has one season of 650 yards, right? 660-something yards and four touchdowns? Would you have said there's any way that would happen?
And that's part of it. It's not a neutral team. It's not just Team X. It's the Saints. And not just because it's Ryan Pace's former team, it's because a team, as you mentioned, that has established itself as an offensive standard bearer.
Is it worth noting too that the Ravens were also involved in this? That it's not just the Saints?
Sure.
That Ozzie Newsome and that organization, which has been so good at finding those little pieces. You talk about the Cardinals and the Braves as teams that knew their own players and which ones to get rid of and move on from. To me, that's the Ravens. I mean, in the NFL, over the last 10, 12 years or so, that's the Ravens to me.
Mark is in Huntley. He's on the score on Bernstein and McKnight. What's happening, Mark?
Good morning. First, before I get to my point, just you said the Ravens were in on it well, but they're also going from a point of desperation, too, where they absolutely need receivers, and they're probably more willing to take a risk.
Well, Mark, and we're not going to cut you off, but just to prove the point, if other teams are desperate, you're able to pull more value out of them.
But that also doesn't mean the Bears aren't quote-unquote desperate as well. They're just less desperate now. But my question was, I don't know if this is, like, against the CBA or if this is would just be working the system really well, but would it have been possible? Everyone's saying, oh, they're no one's going to give up a second-round pick. Could you have theoretically offered him the 2.9, no one goes after him, and then all of a sudden now you have something that's more valuable of an asset, and if it's a square peg in a round hole, maybe in July or August, you trade him to someone like New Orleans for, call it a conditional fifth round or sixth round or whatever, and now you've actually gotten something for that asset.
I don't know the rules on that, but
it's essentially a sign and trade, yeah?
Right. But still, I mean, in the perfect world, there would be no way you could get as high as a second round pick for somebody like that in a trade.
No, of course not.
The only time you would have a second round pick attached to that would be if you just gave the extra $1 million. And the thing is, how can somebody with his skill set, I don't care what offense you run, do you know enough, and thank you, Mark, do you know enough about Cameron Meredith's game to know for sure that there's some offense in which he wouldn't find a fit?
I certainly don't.
Like, I get it if a guy's, you know, or whatever, 5'6", or yeah, he's one of these, or he's got some physical aspect or an aspect to his game. Like, I'm not a professional scout. But I just see a functional wide receiver that would find a way to to contribute to any offense.
A functional wide receiver that was essentially 2 years ago raw clay for you, right? I mean, he's still moldable. If you're taking him from that college quarterback position from Illinois State, then and you've seen what he's able to learn, why would he stop learning? From the 847, come on, man, we're not talking about Larry Fitzgerald here. I know.
Right.
And that's the point.
That's the point.
You had a chance to recoup value, a big-time potential value, from a guy that isn't Larry Fitzgerald. You had found something here that was free to you, essentially, and much more valuable, clearly, to other teams because of the money the New Orleans Saints have spent on Cam Meredith.
That's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. Top of the hour, we're going to get the opinion of Hub Arkush on all of this stuff to find out what's fair and what do we talk about when we talk about Cam Meredith? I think we're talking about Ryan Pace much more than we're talking about the actual receiver and talking about the Bears' understanding of this process to get an idea if their GM's a little overwhelmed or not. I think that's really what we're trying to figure out here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com.
I got a great night's sleep last night, and part of the reason why we can sleep well is the Brooklinen sheets that are on the king-size bed. And sheets make a difference. I know you may think it's no big deal and your sheets are fine, and maybe they are. Maybe they're fine, but they're not Brooklinen sheets, and you have to get these, and you're concerned. You just say, I don't know. I don't know how to buy sheets. I don't know what to ask. The point of Brooklinen.com is you don't need to know other than what fits your bed and what style you like, because they've taken out all the silliness. They've taken taken out the buzzwords, and most importantly, they've taken out the markups. A lot of markups in the luxury betting sector, but you can avoid all that with Brooklinen.com. It's luxury betting, and it's underpriced. And right now, there's an exclusive offer just for you. Just because you're listening, you can find out why Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets to sleep on, and you get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, so confident you're going to love these sheets. They're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get this, $20 off and free shipping, is to use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen.
If you're a plumber, the Home Depot has something you'll want to get your hands on, or at least one of them, the new PEX Pinch Clamp tool from Apollo. With one-handed, fatigue-free operation, an LED indicator for sure connections, and a compact design for tight spots. Because you've only got two hands, and sometimes you've only got one. Get your hands on the newest innovative plumbing products from Apollo, like the PEX Pinch Clamp Tool, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Talking with Bob Babich, who's now the Bills linebackers coach. He was Bears defensive coordinator, Bears linebackers coach, and he is going to present Brian Urlacher in Canton to the Hall of Fame.
It was amazing. During the games, I used to make the guys sit down on the bench, and he liked to watch the game. And I'd come over and I'd say, hey, on play number 3. He'd say, oh, yeah, the pass is out. Resuscitated the B-gap. I said, yep. Play number 7. Oh, yeah, the corner should have jammed him inside. I should have ran through the middle. After that, I start saying, you go watch the game, and I'll just go ahead and grab you when I need to tell you something. It was amazing the recall he had and the understanding of the scheme that he had.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Careers. Hey, it's Dan Bernstein, and spring is in the air. It's supposed to be 70 today. April showers bring Mayflowers and baseball season and flooded basements. So if this happens to you and water makes its way into your home and you don't know what to do, you know what to do. I'm telling you what to do. You call Aloha Restoration to get bone dry in no time. These guys know how stressful this whole thing can be and how frightened everybody is and how worried and how much is involved. So rather than just coming in and sucking out the water and handing you a bill and leaving, they're with you throughout the entire process. It's about the homeowner as much or more than it is the home. So if something catastrophic were to happen to my home, I know that I could trust them to restore my home to pre-disaster condition and do it the right way, even in the aftermath, even dealing with the insurance company. They're your advocates. They make sure that you get what you're supposed to get from your insurance company. They handle some of those phone calls. It's one of the reasons why they would be one of my first calls if my home flooded. Aloha is the proud recipient of the Better Business Bureau's 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. They provide start-to-finish restoration to repair damage from fire and water and mold for all of Lake County. Aloha.
Critics and audiences can't keep quiet about the number one movie in the nation. Yeah! Rolling Stone calls A Quiet Place terrifying. It's a work of genius that demands to be seen in a crowded theater.
We have to protect them.
A Quiet Place. Rated PG-13. Now playing.
Show transition on The Score. No holds barred show interaction.
It's raw.
It's real.
It's the way we like it.
Now, three times a day on The Score between Mully and Hanley and the new Bernstein and McKnight show at 9 a.m.
Granular sports radio is the transitions between the shows.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Marcus of Queensbury rules, isn't that?
Oh, yeah.
What we decided?
No blood, no foul.
Then at 1 between Bernstein and McKnight and the new McNeil and Parkins show.
I've got no issues whatsoever.
Well, that's unfortunate because we can't fight.
We can fight.
Yeah, no, I mean really, really fight.
And again before 6 p.m. with McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
What's up, Lawrence?
Waxing so poetic about the Bears' offense.
I think the moves that they've made so far should get people excited.
Show transition now three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Score.
Go to ProFootballWeekly.com, draft your greatest team of the NFL's modern era, and you could win a trip for two to the big game next February in Atlanta. That's Pro Football Week coverage of the draft and free agency. This segment brought to you by your neighborhood Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. With Ace's Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Visit acehardware.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
First down and 10, Langford to the left of the quarterback. Barkley takes the snap. Barkley goes to throw, sets, and steps up. Going into the end zone. It's Bears, a touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! That ball was in the air, perfectly thrown on the break, and Meredith to the far right corner of the end zone makes the grab. You can't make it any better than that. Touchdown, Bears, 24-13 skin.
There you have it. It'll be a New Orleans Saints highlight reel for Cameron Meredith if things go well for him. A little bit of Cubs news.
Oh, yeah?
I just found out from somebody who would know that the Cubs plan is, I was told to, they're going to make tweaks to the new dugout.
Tweaks.
When they hit the road.
Now, those...
My guess is that Joe Madden would...
Yeah, he's going to get his damn
on.
Perch.
I need a place to stand. I need a thing. Help me out here. So it's an ongoing situation where they're just trying to optimize the new digs. So I think they're listening, and they want to make sure that everybody's has a workplace that's functional and comfortable. So next time the Cubs hit the road, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but when they do, they're going to look at that as an opportunity to go in and try to make some more improvements to their new workspace.
I know some have kind of complained about the positioning of the camera well and size of it and how that kind of abuts into Joe's space and player space and stuff, too. So I wonder if that, I don't know, tweaks probably sound a little smaller than moving something like that. And by the way, they're on the road next Wednesday. They finish up a three-game set with the Cardinals. And an off day, and then three against the Rockies in Colorado.
This segment brought to you by UPS. UPS is now seeking part-time warehouse workers in Palatine. Great pay plus $100 in weekly bonuses and $25,000 in tuition assistance. Apply now at upsjobs.com. Your Cubs lineup for today against Trevor Williams features Ian Happ leading off. He's in center field. Chris Bryant bats second, plays third. Ben Zobrist bats third, plays first. Kyle Schwarber is in left field and batting cleanup. Addison Russell in the five spot at short. Victor Caratini is catching and batting sixth. The red-hot Javier Baez will bat seventh, play second. Jason Hayward in right field and Kyle Hendricks pitching and batting ninth.
I don't know if you've... Javi Baez popped one up and didn't run one out the other day.
Would you explain the story to me?
I will do my best.
Okay, something's going on.
Somewhat convoluted and the Cubs beat, I think, seems in a bit of an uproar. And I don't... You know, writing a lot about a league without the access you should have it's a tough task, right? To have to actually create something and write something up without having been there. And that seems to be an issue with some of the stuff that's been written about Javi over the last day or so. For what it's worth, Javi popped one up, didn't exactly bust it down to first. He kind of chucked the bat, was kind of disgusted with himself. And on his own, that's the important phrase in this. On his own, saw the tape, didn't like it, wasn't happy with how it looked, wasn't happy, in his own words, with how that looks for kids who want to come play the game, all that stuff. Wasn't an issue where somebody came to talk to him about it.
Self-reported violation.
Self-reported. For once, a self-reported violation actually means something. It's not an Acuna situation where unnamed Braves brass says you better put that hat on straight or anything like that. It's not Brian McCann trying to puncture the fun in baseball and policing it himself, although we did see a plenty of baseball policing itself yesterday in that Padres game and in that Yankees-Red Sox game, which we'll get to soon. But when Javi takes it upon himself to change the approach some, he goes out and hits two more home runs. And you've got people writing pieces about how just missing the point that Javi did it on his own. He wanted to change his own look by himself. He doesn't have anybody at the Cubs organization breathing down his neck. He doesn't have anybody ringing him out in the video room telling him he's got to change. And
so
that's
what got reported?
That happened, that someone is trying to wring the fun out of Javi.
Oh.
This person wrote it without having been there, without having talked to Javi, and personally having been around the ballpark the last 2 years.
So it was an opinion piece, assuming that somebody got to him.
Yes.
Assuming that somebody said, hey, knock that off.
That's right. Okay. And it happened to be an opinion piece from one of the outlets that has cut their access a little bit, has removed reporters from being in the ballpark, which is, you know, bad.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have people there to grasp the context. And it's just, you know, having been around a park the last 2 years and knowing the ridiculous amounts of work that those beat writers put in to make sure that they get the background on the story, to make sure they get the context of, you know, little stuff like this so that fans have access to players, so that fans better understand who these guys are and what they're trying to do on a day-to-day basis. That matters. That's important to me. And I understand that the financial wherewithal of newspapers anymore is a little different. And hell, the financial wherewithal of, you know, cable outlets who run their own websites and try and give access and try and have beat reporters there, that's changed some too.
Yeah, but let's
still.
Again, context is important here in that too, where I hear a lot of people running with the narrative, oh, print media is dying, et cetera, because they see these newsrooms shrinking and they see layoffs and they see buyouts. The truth is, somebody who wants to really run a newspaper could do it. It isn't just that the print is dying on its own. It's that in many of these cases, private equity firms are buying up newspapers, stripping them down and selling them off just because they want to. And they're openly hostile to that idea of independent media that you have. You've got private equity going in and look, it has happened here with Tronc, where people, just to feather their own nest, have said, I'm going to lay off all these reporters and just so we can meet our personal bonuses and continue our lavish travel and lifestyles. Mm-hmm. It happened with the Denver Post. So I'm not sold on this idea of on its own merit saying, well, this is what's happening to newspapers now. No,
right.
No, they're being actively stripped and raided by people just to do it.
Fair point. And what that does is give you worse coverage of your team as a fan, regardless of the impetus behind it.
Forget the sports angle, even the sports.
Oh, Jesus.
Compared to what it does to
local news,
to transparency in government, and what it is doing to make sure that people are held accountable.
No doubt.
And that there is some understanding that that you're not going to have a democracy dying in darkness when people who want to get away with whatever they want and putting whatever they want in your drinking water and not having anybody know about it.
Is that a big deal? Is that a problem for you, the drinking water thing?
Thankfully, it hasn't been here, but it is for some.
Crushed lives.
Who are powerless to do anything about it. Yeah,
so you guys not bust-toss the media on this show? Who wrote the piece about Javi?
Sorry?
We're dancing around who wrote the piece about Javi. Do you know who wrote it, Kyle?
Yeah, it was an NBC Sports piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
A local, you're saying NBC Sports Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. It was a local piece about Javi Urbaez, assuming that somebody on the Cubs was trying to suppress his joie de vivre.
Yes.
Okay. Even though they weren't.
Not at all.
And he just said, yeah, I was kind of acting like an ass on that.
And that's kind of the thing. You know, I mean, when he offers the information himself and when he gives it to guys who were there, the people who were there and writing it, to me, there's a real attraction to the local writer, to the guy who's actually there and talking to players, because oftentimes, and especially if you listen or read in between the lines a little bit, they're going to tell you more than just the face value of what they're putting down on the page or what they're speaking to you through a radio. And that's valuable to me, and I hope everybody sees that.
We're going to come back and talk to Hub Arkish about what's going on with the Bears and the NFL. Busy times, lots of things to do, and we're going to do it on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. We're better
drunk. Details.
You don't need to be an expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you money. And if you haven't looked at your interest rate yet on your credit card debt, the average interest rate is 17% APR. So it's why you should think about the Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. It's got a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay, and it's backed by a rate beat program, which means Lightstream will beat any qualifying interest rate presented by any other lender, and you could save thousands of dollars in interest. Plus, there are no fees. Loans from $5,000 to $100,000, and Lightstream is a perfect term for it because it is light. It's 100% online to apply. You see the interest rates before you apply. You choose the funding date as soon as the same day. And it's a division of SunTrust Bank, which lets you feel confident you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions. And there's more. If you apply today, you can get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. If you got good credit, the only way for you, just because you're listening to this show, you can get this special interest rate discount. But you have to go to Lightstream.com/DanB. That's Lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS.
vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS4KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Break Deals event. Take advantage of the O'Reilly Auto Parts Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Talking with Bob Babich, who's now the Bills linebackers coach. He was Bears defensive coordinator, Bears linebackers coach, and he is going to present Brian Urlacher in Canton to the Hall of Fame. Is it hard to coach a player that's that great?
Well, not him. He wanted to be the best. Once he felt like, you know, that I could help him get better, I mean, he was so receptive to do whatever I asked him to do and whatever Coach Smith asked him. Or whoever the defensive coordinator, Ron Marinelli, whoever it was, Ron Rivera, you know, he's a great teammate. He's a great player to coach. I mean, I think he has everything that makes you a Hall of Famer.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Critics and audiences can't keep quiet about the number one movie in the nation. Yeah! Rolling Stone calls A Quiet Place terrifying. It's a work of genius that demands to be seen in a crowded theater.
We have to protect them.
A Quiet Place, rated PG-13, now playing.
The roof, siding, and gutters on your commercial properties and home need to be inspected every few years. Mother Nature can cause serious damage. If your building is more than 15 years old, contact Select Roofing and Gutter to schedule.